Chapter 41. At the end of 2 full years, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing by the Nile River, and there, coming up from the river, were 7 fine-looking fat cows, and they were feeding on the Nile grass. There were 7 other cows that looked ugly and thin, coming up after them from the Nile, and they stood alongside the fat cows by the bank of the Nile. Then the ugly, thin cows began to eat up the 7 fine-looking fat cows. At this, Pharaoh woke up. Then he went back to sleep and had a second dream. There were 7 ears of grain coming up on 1 stalk, full and choice. And growing up after them were 7 ears of grain that were thin and scorched by the east wind. And the thin ears of grain began to swallow up the 7 full and choice ears of grain. At this, Pharaoh woke up and realized that it was a dream. But in the morning, his spirit became agitated. So he sent for all the magic-practicing priests of Egypt and all her wise men. Pharaoh related his dreams to them, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. At that, the chief cupbearer spoke with Pharaoh, saying,
"I am confessing my sins today. Pharaoh was indignant at his servants, so he committed me to the jail of the house of the chief of the guard, both me and the chief baker. After that, we each had a dream on the same night. He and I each had a dream with its own interpretation. And there with us was a young Hebrew man, a servant of the chief of the guard. When we related them to him, he interpreted for us the meaning of each dream. It happened exactly as he had interpreted to us. I was restored to my office, but the other man was hanged."
So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and they brought him quickly from the prison. He shaved and changed his clothes and went in to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph,
"I had a dream, but there is no one to interpret it. Now I have heard it said about you that you can hear a dream and interpret it."
At this, Joseph answered Pharaoh,
"I need not be considered. God will speak concerning Pharaoh's welfare."
Pharaoh went on to say to Joseph,
"In my dream, I was standing on the bank of the Nile River, and there, coming up from the Nile, were 7 fine-looking fat cows, and they began to feed on the Nile grass. And there were 7 other cows coming up after them, poor and very bad-looking and thin. I have never seen such bad-looking cows in all the land of Egypt. And the skinny bad cows began to eat up the first 7 fat cows. But when they had consumed them, no one could have known that they had done so, since their appearance was just as bad as at the start. At that, I woke up. After that, I saw in my dream 7 ears of grain coming up on 1 stalk, full and choice. Growing up after them were 7 ears of shriveled grain, thin and scorched by the east wind. Then the thin ears of grain began to swallow up the 7 choice ears of grain. So I told it to the magic-practicing priests, but there was no one who could explain it to me."
Then Joseph said to Pharaoh,
"The dreams of Pharaoh are one and the same. The true God has told to Pharaoh what he will do. The 7 good cows are 7 years. Likewise, the 7 good ears of grain are 7 years. The dreams are one and the same. The 7 skinny and bad cows that came up after them are 7 years. And the 7 empty ears of grain, scorched by the east wind, will prove to be 7 years of famine. This is just as I told to Pharaoh. The true God has caused Pharaoh to see what he will do. There are to be 7 years of great abundance in all the land of Egypt, but 7 years of famine will certainly arise after them, and all the abundance in the land of Egypt will certainly be forgotten, and the famine will exhaust the land, and the previous abundance in the land will not be remembered because of the famine afterward, for it will be very severe. The dream was given twice to Pharaoh because the matter has been firmly established by the true God, and the true God will soon carry it out. So now, let Pharaoh look for a man who is discreet and wise, and place him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh take action and appoint overseers in the land, and he should collect 1/5 of the produce of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. And let them collect all the food during these coming good years, and let them stockpile grain under Pharaoh's authority, as food to be stored in the cities and safeguarded there. The food should serve as a supply for the land, for the 7 years of famine that will occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish in the famine.
This proposal seemed good to Pharaoh and all his servants. So Pharaoh said to his servants,
"Can another man be found like this one, in whom there is the Spirit of God?"
Pharaoh then said to Joseph,
"Since God has caused you to know all of this, there is no one as discreet and wise as you. You will personally be over my house, and all my people will obey you implicitly. Only in my role as king will I be greater than you."
And Pharaoh added to Joseph,
"See, I am putting you over all the land of Egypt."
Then Pharaoh removed his signet ring from his own hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and clothed him with garments of fine linen, and placed a necklace of gold around his neck. Moreover, he had him ride in the second chariot of honor that he had, and they would call out ahead of him, "Avrek." Thus he put him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh further said to Joseph,
"I am Pharaoh, but without your authorization, no man may do a single thing in all the land of Egypt."
After that, Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paneah and gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, the priest of On, as a wife. And Joseph began to oversee the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Then Joseph went out from before Pharaoh and traveled throughout all the land of Egypt. And during the 7 years of abundance, the land went on producing plentifully, and he kept collecting all the food of the 7 years from the land of Egypt, and he would stockpile the food in the cities. In each city, he would store the food from the fields around it. Joseph continued stockpiling grain in very great quantity, like the sand of the sea, until finally they gave up measuring it, because it could not be measured. Before the year of the famine arrived, two sons were born to Joseph, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, the priest of On, bore to him. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, for he said,
"God has made me forget all my trouble and all the house of my father."
And he named the second one Ephraim, for he said,
"God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction."
Then the 7 years of abundance in the land of Egypt ended, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. The famine developed in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. Eventually, all the land of Egypt suffered from the famine, and the people began to cry to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians,
"Go to Joseph and do whatever he tells you."
The famine continued over all the surface of the earth. Then Joseph began to open up all the granaries that were among them and to sell to the Egyptians, as the famine had a strong grip on the land of Egypt. Moreover, people of all the earth came to Egypt to buy from Joseph, because the famine had a strong grip on all the earth.